Let's Go to Town, starring Ray Anthony's famous orchestra and our singing star of the month, beautiful and talented June Valley. Sergeant Jack Allen inviting you in to join an armory full of your friends and neighbors who are proud to say, we belong to the National Guard. And of course, we're proud to point out that the music you've been hearing belongs to our National Guard Band of the Month, Ray Anthony. Boy, it sounds as good as ever, Ray.
Well, I'm glad of that, Sergeant, because we try to make it real good for the Guard.
Mission accomplished. And standing at my other side, our accomplished singing star of the month, June Valley. June, how about explaining that riddle you left us with last week?
You mean those songs about the world and a man?
Right.
You puzzle about that a little longer. I want to hear Ray play that cute arrangement of Drive-In.
Echoes of Ray Anthony's Drive-In get too far away, I've got something to say to a certain group of young men. Some of you men listening have come out of the service and hung up your uniform. But one thing you can't hang up in mothballs is your military training and experience. It's with you. And today, that experience can be mighty useful to you, to Uncle Sam, and to the younger fellas in your town who are just starting on their military careers. By joining the National Guard, your experience and leadership qualities become really important on a big job in a unit that's alert and ready for any emergency. Your skills will be helpful in training younger men. Your guard service plus your previous active service build up retirement benefits. And you can also earn extra income in the National Guard. And at the same time, be right in your own local unit among your neighbors and friends. Fellas, take my word for it. There's a good feeling you'll have by helping to protect your community and your country by taking an important part in your National Guard. So put your military skills to work. Stop by your armory and talk it over today. Now that I've spoken plainly about one matter, I think it's time June Valley spoke plainly about that enigma of the song she's going to sing. Something about the world and a man, she said. June, explanations are in order.
Would you rather have an explanation or a song, Sergeant?
Well, if I say explanation, I know I'll never be able to face my buddies in the company again.
Well, the song explains part of the riddle. Listen.
Jackie, me, can't you see I'm in love? Life's a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. Oh, no, got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger.
If I may make an observation, June, you also have this armory on a string. But look, where does the man in this riddle come in?
The man? He's the one that got away.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, winds grow colder and suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. No more his eager call, the writings on the wall, the dreams you dreamed have all gone astray. The man that won you has run off and undone you. That great beginning has seen the final inning. Don't know what happened, it's all a crazy game. No more that old time thrill, for you've been through the mill, and never a new love will be the same. Good riddance, goodbye. Every trick of his, you're on to. But fools will be fools, and where's he gone to? The road gets rougher, it's lonelier and tougher. With hope you burn up, tomorrow he may turn up. There's just no let up, the livelong night and day. And since this world began, looking for the man that got away. A one-man woman looking for the man that got away. When
a jet plane draws that long white line across the top of the sky, or you read that someone's having breakfast in California and lunch in New York, do you feel the thrill and excitement of a flying career? Well, if you do, then a good way to start is through the Air National Guard. That's where some of Uncle Sam's finest pilots and airmen are located right now, and they're on the alert, ready to defend our country, highly trained in every phase of flying, radar, navigation, mechanics, and so on. So if you want top training in flying in an aircraft, if you're a high school graduate, 19 to 26 and a half years old, unmarried, and in top physical condition, look into the Air National Guard. You do not have to have any previous military service. Fellas, take this tip. Stop by your nearest Air National Guard headquarters and get the facts. Plan to start on a flying career right in your Air National Guard. Any trained ground observer ought to identify this as DC-7. And any band observer can identify Ray Anthony. 7 or Shank's Mare, it's time to find your way home from the Armory. But we certainly hope you'll find your way back for next week's meeting. Before we go, though, we'll take a moment for our best thanks to our National Guard Band of the Month, Ray Anthony. Many, many thanks, Ray.
Well, thank you, Sergeant. We just hope the Guard will ask us back again real soon.
Well, we'll certainly look forward to it, Ray.
The same goes for me, Sergeant. I loved singing for you and your brothers.
June, we're certainly indebted to you for being a wonderful singing star of the month. I know the folks at home agree, and I'll point out to them that starting next week, our Band of the Month will be Ralph Martiri and his orchestra, and our Stars of the Month, Les Paul and Mary Ford. So be at the same station, same time next week when Let's Go to Town is brought to you by your friends and neighbors who help keep our country strong by keeping our guard up.
The National Guard is ready on the land.
This is Sergeant Jack Allen suggesting you listen now for information about your local National Guard unit.